Great day, y'all. This is Core Owens on God's Number One Worker Podcast. Let me re-say it. Great day, heaven high, heaven bound. The only mission, the real agenda. God first always, y'all. Memphis 10 saying, this is Core Owens on God's Number One Worker Podcast. Today's episode is Matthew 13:34. Let me read it to you. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables, and he did not speak to them without a parable. I'm going to speak to y'all. God don't make no mistakes. First of all, we do. So God uses all his creations to prove that he exists. When I'm on social media spreading the social gospel, I always let people know the sins. I let them know when it's all good, you know. It's all about uplifting. And if I got to sit here and co-sign with your wrongs, I don't need to be preaching, which in my DNA, that's not going to happen. God created me for something, and that's what I'm going to do. You know, just like when if somebody raps against me, and I'm 50 years old, and I still would do the battle rapping, you know, but I'm not going to rap like they rapping. I'm going to rap the way I want to rap, which is God's truth. And you ain't going to get no more truth than that. God is the truth. God is not a lie. Lie don't even exist in God, okay? So when I'm talking to y'all and I'm preaching the gospel, that's what I'm doing. I'm perfecting what Jesus taught me. And the reason I use this Holy Bible verse to make the subject the subject is based on this is because every time I tell people about sins, they repeat stuff like broken records. If you don't judge nobody unless you want to be judged. Wait a minute. I'm telling you about a holy commandment and you say I'm judging you. That's what's going to happen on judgment day if you keep doing these things. And if I tell you about a holy commandment and you turn around and word it your way, that's your way. That's not God's way. Now, let me put this in a better perspective. God is the creator. We're the creation. So what you're talking about is nothing. Okay? Stop embarrassing yourself. Stop defending sin. Just like the last man-made holiday, Halloween. Oh, let the children have fun. But I didn't hear that more. I heard let the kids. Do y'all know what the word kid is? No, not children. Halloween is not fun. You got to get out of your own way. I was listening to a clip that somebody sent me, right? And it was about basically comprehension and how this generation don't comprehend. Let me tell you something. I'm 50 years old and I know people who older than me don't comprehend. And it ain't the fact that they don't comprehend, it's because they don't want to. If I tell you water is wet, don't tell me it's dry. If I tell you fire is hot and it's gonna burn you, which is gonna cause pain, don't tell me it won't. If I tell you summers are hotter than winters, don't tell me it's not, because you don't want to comprehend, you want to do it your way. It's called confusion. And when you got confusion in you, that means you got demons controlling your soul. Why? Because that's what you want to do. Leave that alone. Get away from that. Okay? Being 50 years old, I can't speak for nobody but myself, but I can tell you this. The things I have seen, the things I have done, I thank God right now. Because I look back and I say, oh my goodness, I cut on the news and I said, oh my goodness, these people are dead because of these things, and I done been through them 1,000 times. what you think I'm gonna do right now? I'm getting myself right now. Mess up every day, but I got to perfect doing right. Because we're not perfect. So what do? You perfect getting there. You perfect doing better. It's not about, hey, I don't believe what you said, or I don't believe that it ain't the way it go. If you thinking that way, why you think so much wrong is happening? Why you think our society is falling every day? Because man want to do what they want. You want to watch a bunch of violence. You want to talk about violence. You want to promote violence. You create entertainment based on violence. You're going to get violence. If you talk about sex, rap about it, sing about it, make movies about it, you're going to get it. So, as a rapper did an album many years ago called Sex and Violence, that's what our society is based on. Sex and violence. But we don't want to talk about it. We'll sit there and say, oh man, who wants to hear about, oh, you know, it's I heard a rapper say this, no, I don't want to hear about being educated every day. That's your mindset, because you got a variety now, and most of the stuff y'all listening to, what are you talking about? Either you talking about being righteous, or you talking about mess. Ain't no in between. You know, people act like they got a bunch of different things. Either it's good for yourself or it's not. You know, don't talk to me like, oh yeah, man, you know, I want to hear happy stuff. Well, that goes in the good category. I want to hear about killing. That goes in the bad category. I want to hear about sex. That goes in the bad category. I want to hear about God. That goes in the good category. There's only two. Quit lying to yourselves like it's a middle. It's not a middle. You get caught in that middle, you go end up on the wrong side. That's a fact. I heard a preacher say that about 8, 9, 10 years ago. He said, ain't no middle ground no more. He way older than me, and he was telling the truth. He said, ain't no middle ground no more. He said, it was a time in the 70s and 80s you could play that little middle role. Now you can't do it no more, because that's how you know where we at in this society. We are at a point where you can play that way, but it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you more than you're willing to pay. And you need to listen. People say they chosen right. And I know that's not true. Because I'm chosen. I don't walk, talk, act, move like y'all move. And the ones that's in the same situation I'm in, they doing the same thing that I'm doing. Okay? And the reason I'm saying this, when I finally caught on, and I was about 10 years old, I started listening to people, right? And it was amazing who I was listening to more than who I wasn't listening to. Family, so-called friends, I wasn't listening to them. The people I barely dealt with, they caught my ear more than anything else. You know what I'm saying? More than anything else, they caught my ear. They caught my ear more than anything else. That right there pushed me in a direction of paying attention to God. And the more I was hearing things, stuff that I was doing, and to make it so bad, all of us know when we at that age, before we get, I'm going to just say 13, we already know. But we looking at the world more than we looking at God. So when people start, when God starts sending them messages to you, and you said, oh, I ain't supposed to do that. And I remember a time I was 19 years old, I was sitting in church. And the preacher was preaching about sin. And I was like, oh my goodness, I got to stop that. And then I could hear God say, don't focus on it right now. I ain't done with you yet. I ain't done with you yet. Even though I went through a lot after that, I still kind of had that little piece of hope in me that God said, I ain't done with you. You got to go through this. Like the Holy Bible said, you might not comprehend now, but you will when I'm done. Reason I'm talking about this, people right now in 2023, you can tell them. I ain't talking about younger. I'm talking about my peers and old. You could tell them that we ain't supposed to do that. And they answers is like I said earlier. Oh, why you judge? That's not judging. That's called telling you the holy commandment. That's called you're sinning. Stop getting caught up in your ways, because if your ways were so powerful, why are you dealing with stuff that's wearing you down if you're so powerful? Because you lying to yourself all the way around. Stop lying to yourself all the way around the board. Stop doing that. It don't make sense. Get out of your own way and give it to God. Because this world, the devil tricking us by telling us things like, oh, you're a legend. You're the greatest of all time. Leave your legacy. What's the other crap they feeding us now? It's all about you, the icon and idol. You're none of these things. That's just to have you distracted, have you fooled, think you more than what you are when you ain't nothing but God's child. Now, if you're going to be a child of God, that's your choice. Or you're going to be the devil's puppet. But get down off of that ego. Stop edging God out. Get out of your own way. And focus on the truth. And God is the truth. God ain't here to destroy us. He wants us to be in heaven with him. He wants us to be in the kingdom forever. Because if you're not, you're going to be in that other place. And he is not going to go against his word. He is not going to do that. I don't care who you are. He is not. It's good that we in the position we in to see these last days so we can see that God is real. God is real, y'all. It's not a game. It's not a joke. He is real, and he is about to make his next move, which is the rapture. And when he does the rapture, that's going to be the beginning of the end. What, 7 years? 7 years before Judgment Day. Once that rapture comes. So read and study the Holy Bible from front to back without skipping a word or a page. You can make a relationship with our Heavenly Father without any interference with anybody else. Search for the truth. The more you search, the more he gonna show you. And he gonna show you how simple it is. And it's not all this confusion, man-made stuff. The only division I'm gonna tell you about the Holy Bible, and y'all remember this. If you don't remember nothing else, I'm gonna say, it's not New Testament, Old Testament. That's a trick of the devil to make you think you can do what you want. It's holy commandments and holy stories. Know the difference. Know why the holy commandments and holy stories sometimes are in the same chapter repeatedly. Because he was telling you the holy story to show you the holy commandments. Know the difference, y'all. Know the difference. Don't look at the New Testament, Old Testament. That's a lie to make it seem like, oh no, God made a mistake. God ain't never made a mistake. And I'm going to leave it on that. God first always, y'all. Memphis 10 saying from a Memphis 10 preacher, man. I'm out it like yesterday. Peace, love, control your soul. Free will, your choice. Let God hear your voice. Peace, y'all. Like I said.